This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
We got a loaded show today. Big Mac Robinson on the board. Yes.
Yes.
The Assassin's Apprentice, Jake Murren, behind the glass, you know. Always great to have Jake Murren there. Katie Pollock as well. Let's keep it up for Katie there on the 2020s.
Yes.
Hi, JP. How you doing?
Hi. How's it going today?
It's going all right.
Yeah. I noticed somebody didn't get as nearly the applause or enthusiasm as everyone else.
What do you mean? We clapped for Jake.
Yeah, I know. We clapped for Jake. We clapped for Katie. And then what happened to Mac?
Well, no, we don't always give the same elation to everybody. He gets the best write-up on the show.
Yeah.
Because we don't have Jake Murren on the producing. We don't have that.
Yeah.
So, like, today was a day where, okay, we got to give some love elsewhere.
Okay. Well, it's good. Always good to give love everywhere, you know?
Yeah.
As often and as possible as we can. Yeah.
People loving people. That's what this show is about.
That's what I always tell people. They're like, what is that show you do about? And I'm like, it's just people loving people.
And people helping people. People with people, I would say.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I don't know that we help that much, but we attempt to.
I like that. Yeah.
Yeah.
The show that attempts, as opposed to the show that flip-flops.
Oh.
What?
Well, it took us 3 minutes to before.
I just think it's really funny that the guy.
You're stupid. No, you're stupid. No, you're stupid is what it was.
I believe I was told. I believe somebody today. We call him LeKen. At some show on the station, maybe not.
LeBron James of Sports Talk Radio, please,
as he calls himself.
I need 100 Cleveland men.
Know you do.
I believe he said, "My takes go as the wind."
That's by the way why he's such a great guy, because he needs so many men. The 100 men.
We'll get into that. But I believe he said, "My takes go as the wind go."
That's what he said. Yeah.
Was I steadfast and don't take Shador too?
Yeah.
Okay. Did he flip flop more than I don't know anything the entire football season, like literally within the same show.
The sandals gift was getting a lot of wear on the old X.
He literally flip-flopped within a show this week. He started the show by saying that Jose Ramirez is going to be a cautionary tale, and that part of that is batting Nolan Jones in the two spot, implying the Guardians are failing Jose Ramirez, only to an hour later come out and say, it's clear I was talking about the Major League Baseball.
Well, hold on
dummies.
Now, hold on. In defense of Ken there for a second, it was an hour 20 later.
That's true.
It was
right.
Into the 7
it
o'clock hour. It was a full
80
hour.
Minutes later.
And that was after, he ridiculed a behind-the-scenes worker for not getting out the right clips, apparently. Because he's
true.
Supposed to be able
on
to read.
First day.
He's supposed to be able to read Ken's mind and find out exactly what clips he wants. On his very first day that he's working here, he's supposed to know exactly what every intent is supposed to be.
But you know what? Maybe I should steal Ken's bit then of just any time somebody doesn't like something I say I was taking out of context.
It's a good bit. I actually might take that one.
Despite the fact that people can just listen back on the free Odyssey app to whatever somebody hears. No, I was taking out of context. Right there. I didn't say that about Ken. No, the people you were listening to 30 seconds of a clip.
Yeah.
You just have to listen to the full context. So how you doing?
I'm good. We're good. I feel like it's been a very interesting week, has it not?
It's the longest four-day week in history.
Yeah, it's a shorter week, and so we should feel as such, and for some reason it doesn't feel as such.
All right, why?
And it feels like a real Friday. I don't know why. You know, I thought Tuesday, Wednesday flew by, and then I thought yesterday it just kind of took a while, and then today is just kind of taking a while. I'm happy to be here, though. I'm excited for the weekend. I also feel like I didn't really earn a weekend for some reason, too, and that's a problem. Maybe we got to address another day.
I never feel like I don't earn a weekend. If I show up to the show for 3 of the 5 days in a week, I've earned that weekend. If I work more of the week than I did not work...
Okay.
I have earned that weekend.
No, I need to fix my thinking on it. I got it backwards in this. I need to fix my thinking.
So you're saying you need to flip-flop on your own thinking there?
No. I need to get corrected on my thinking. There's a difference there. It won't be me that changes. It'll just be my thought process that changes, and we can't hold that accountable, right?
That sounds like a flip-flop.
Yeah. That's the point.
All right, so Nathan Zagura. And okay, so the things that we're about to play that Nathan said on with the Morning Boys today, in fairness, are things that I've heard Kevin say, and they're things that I've heard beat reporters in this town say about Kenny Pickett. But they were talking about the quarterback spot with Nathan this morning, and he gave a big send-up on Kenny Pickett and why Kenny just might be the starting quarterback for the Browns this year.
Kenny Pickett is a tough kid. He's been a winner in this league, as I said, believe it or not, since I've been with the Browns. He has the best career winning percentage of anybody that's quarterback for the Browns during that spell. So, and he's young, and he's done it in the AFC North. So I'm at least interested to see what that looks like. And I would argue that the opening of our season is not a place for somebody to cut their teeth at the National Football League level. That's probably a place for somebody who's played some games in the NFL. So to me, that's why you would want a veteran, and you'd want somebody who has played. And Kenny Pickett, not only is young, but he has played. He has one, and he's one in this division.
Yeah, he's not young. He's 26. Going to be 27.
Also, him winning in this division is doing a lot of lifting when it was a defense and a run game more than it was anything else.
He could have 3 grown children by now. He's 27.
I mean, you can say a lot about Tomlin. Tomlin, over the past half decade, has had a top 5 defense every single year. Like, that's what they continue to do. And it's because they spent the most money there, but they continue to have that.
Why do people keep saying Kenny Pickett's young? He's 27. This is not young. By NFL standards, he is more than half past his shelf life in the NFL.
I think it's because it's only now he's entering his 4th year in the NFL.
Uh-huh.
I think that's what they're looking at more.
It's because he played 37 years in college football.
Yeah, he did. He played 5 years at Pitt. It was a long time.
That one, anytime somebody's like, well, you know, Kenny's still young, it's like, to hell he is. The winning percentage thing is, I thought we all agreed that just didn't matter.
Well, like quarterback wins and losses is not supposed to be a thing. Now, I count it when we get to the postseason. I think there's something we can go down and talk about that. But in regular season, we've all collectively gotten on board with the idea that we don't judge quarterbacks strictly off win-loss. But like, if I was Nathan trying to build up an argument for Kenny Pickett, I think he brought the right ammo to the table. It's no ammo that me or you agree with. But if I was trying to sell people on Kenny Pickett, I would start with what Aditi said yesterday, and then I would morph into it being like, wait, everyone wanted certain players because you wonder whether or not they'll fit in the AFC North. Will Howard, everyone called up for Will Howard being like, that's an AFC North quarterback if I've ever seen one. Kenny Pickett has played in the AFC North.
Yeah, and then he got traded because he wasn't an AFC North quarterback.
I'm not disagreeing with you, but there is if I was trying to build up an argument again, and you're going to be able to poke holes in every one of them because it's not a very good argument. It's hard to make an argument for Kenny Pickett based off his play alone. That's what makes this whole thing so tough. If you're Kenny Pickett, is I don't know there's anything you can do in the 3 months. As so, like, we'll have beat reporters come on and be like, Shedeur Sanders has taken leaps here, here, and here.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll just have to say, okay, great. I believe that, and I can see it with my eyes. Kenny Pickett can't erase anything in the preseason. It all has to be on the field, and that's what makes it so tough.
We're missing the two reasons why you should actually give Kenny Pickett any chance to win any sort of job here. One, he fits the Stefanski system, right? And I think he did prove that by being able to succeed as the Philly backup. And then two, he doesn't turn the ball over. Like, those two things are more to me of bellwethers of, could this work with you? Then he's young, which he's not, and he's a winning, his winning percentage in Pittsburgh, where he was buoyed, as you have stated. Like, I just feel like I'm living in some sort of, I feel like the Browns are gaslighting us with this Kenny Pickett stuff.
Well, and so that's why Florio has posited previously in recent days that he believes all the Pickett stuff is just the Browns trying to uplift his value and to get him to be perceived as something that maybe we all know he isn't.
So it's okay. Wait, you can get a fourth rounder instead of the fifth rounder?
I think it's very telling that, like, when Zach Jackson comes on with us, he says it was obvious who the best quarterback on the field was, and it was Joe Flacco as far as slinging the rock.
I've heard, from everything that I've heard from Browns camp, I heard Flacco, the obvious best thrower. I've heard the growth of Shedeur Sanders. I've heard that Dylan has that zip on, has a fastball that you wouldn't expect for a guy who's just not a guy that pushes it down the field a lot. Those are three, like, quantifiable things. And then every time I've heard anyone describe Kenny Pickett, it's, he does exist.
Yeah.
Right?
No, you're not wrong.
And listen, like, honestly, I don't...
Nearly as many nice things about Pickett as we heard about the other three.
So, I do want to say, and I understand that there is a gamesmanship out there that you might want to try and prop somebody's value up. How much do you really think you're changing the hearts and minds of people around the NFL of, like, well, you know, Kevin Stefanski says, really gushes about him, I guess I am going to give a third-round pickup for Kenny Pickett?
You want to talk about, like, majoring in the minoring? If you are hell-bent on trying to turn a fifth-round pick in DTR into Kenny Pickett to then swap him out for a third-round pick, you've lost the plot.
Also,
You are next-leveling that in a way that you don't have to be doing.
Not only is it not going to happen... No one's just going to be
laser eyes.
Why would you? You're not focusing on winning. Like, everything I've heard is like, well, we got to pump up his value. Okay, so listen, I know they're all Ivy League guys, so there's like a pump and dump scheme on Wall Street. Yeah, except that only happens on Wall Street. It doesn't really happen around the NFL, where scouts actually have eyes and ears and can see that Kenny Pickett. Oh,
you got to get into the Bitcoin community, Nick.
With all due love and respect, if anyone who says anything nice of Kenny, I get it. I am the guy that is all the way out on Kenny Pickett. But if we're going to have a conversation about this guy, can we have an actually authentic, real conversation about what he does?
Listen, the burden of proof is on Kenny Pickett, but where it differs than the other guys is that, and Flacco doesn't have to prove anything to us, but with Gabriel and Shedeur, they can at least show us things in these training camps, whereas if Pickett does it, we're just going to go back to thinking about all the think pieces we saw in Pittsburgh, where he did look good in shorts and a t-shirt, and then didn't look good on the field.
Listen, the reality is, the only thing Kenny Pickett can do to change any of our minds is, one, win the job, and then when he goes out there, look completely different than he did in Pittsburgh.
Right.
Because the Adidi defense is ridiculous. He sucked in Pittsburgh. And not just sucked. He was Zach Wilson unplayable level. And they went to him multiple times, and they had to go away from him multiple times. He wasn't like you can look. There's a couple of years of Sam Darnold you can go where, like, maybe he threw for like three more touchdowns. That actually would have been a good season, right? There's no season that you can look at. I'm going to read the damn stats off just so everyone understands, because I can't do with the gaslighting on Kenny Pickett anymore. 62% completion percentage, 13 touchdowns, 13 interceptions, and a quarterback rating of 78%, throwing for 179 yards a game. How much does the offensive coordinator matter? How bad does an OC have to be to devalue a quarterback to play that crappy? Because if you say that's about Matt Canada, then we clearly aren't watching the same quarterback.
That's the bet that they're trying to... That's what they're trying to sell you on. Kenny Pickett tried to sell you on that 2 days ago. That was his big message.
And
yes, it was Matt Canada, and yes, it was the Steelers.
I'm just here to tell Browns fans, you don't have to buy it. You just don't have to. Like, you saw Kenny Pickett for 2 years stink it up and hold the Pittsburgh Steelers back. That's the truth.
Well, but you see
not
how
this whitewashing that's going on.
You see how we end up with the Joe Flacco to Shedeur Sanders through line here, right? Like, if you don't believe that Kenny Pickett is anything, as evidenced by what we've just been talking about, and you think Dylan Gabriel is too tiny to be your quarterback, then that's the Joe Flacco to Shedeur Sanders through line.
The quarterback that Kevin Stefanski seems to love right now are Kenny Pickett and Dylan Gabriel, who are two guys who I just don't see it. Like, I think the most likely thing is either Flacco or Pickett starts. But I think the most likely thing that should happen is either Flacco or Shedeur starts.
It is funny, though, how often Stefanski seems like he is flying in the face of what logic currently is right now. Because if you are going to the table and you're speaking for those two quarterbacks instead of Flacco and Shador, it is not what 99% of people out there right now are doing.
Is Kenny just, okay, maybe, should we look at this from a different way? Is Kenny just the quarterback you tank with?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of casino-style games like bingo, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. T&Cs apply.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
They just can't admit it. Right, because if we're going to start with a conversation with they're being disingenuous about how good this guy actually is and what he does well and what makes him a justifiable lottery ticket, then because if you can lie about one thing, you can lie about anything when it comes to the NFL.
I mean, I've wondered, will the best quarterback actually win the job? And so that would lean into that line of thinking. Like, will the best quarterback win the job? Is he trying to win the most amount of games? If I'm Stefanski, you are putting so much confidence in the idea that Andrew Berry and yourself have your jobs after this season with Haslam, and I just wouldn't do that if I were him. That is commitment to a bit, though. It's commitment to a plan, if that's what it is.
I really want to make it clear that this is not... I'm not trying to go after Nathan specifically on this, because I think the world of Nathan. Not
Nathan's
only
great.
Is he a genuinely good dude, I think that dude...
Incredibly smart.
Really knows football, right? Like, he could be called the LeBron James of the Browns radio network.
And we would be like, okay, we'll co-sign.
But it's just, to me, it's less about Nathan saying it. And it's just that I heard Nathan say it and Aditi say it yesterday, and I've heard Kevin Stefanski say it. And I'm like, you're either gaslighting me.
Well, it's
me.
All people that are very connected to the organization.
And honestly, even the fact that Philly likes him. Even the fact that Philly likes him. Like, I give a rip about what Philly likes. Like, good organizations float players that are mid players. I bet you. Yeah, I'm going to guess Howie Roseman said a lot of nice things to Andrew Berry about Kenny Pickett so that he would trade a fifth round pick for Kenny Pickett.
Andrew Berry would look like that is almost treason on what I believe he believes to be a great friendship.
Hey, AB, it's Howie Roseman. Kenny Pickett, absolutely the pits. This guy stinks. Can you give me a fifth rounder for him?
No. So I think that's part of the reason why Andrew Berry is so committed to this idea, and they're all committed to this idea, is that they have so much belief in what Howie Roseman and the Eagles do that they genuinely do think this is like a, hey, he went there, he found out what it's like when the grass is greener, and all of a sudden he's figured things out.
Anyone out there that wants to go ahead and shout me down and say, you don't know what you're talking about with Kenny Pickett, I implore you, go watch all 22 of Kenny Pickett in Pittsburgh.
You got the evidence on your side right now, and that's what makes it so tough. Is Kenny Pickett, the burden of proof is on Kenny Pickett to showcase why the first 3 years in the NFL aren't who he is, but he's not going to have an opportunity to do that until he actually gets engaged.
And by the way, it's one game isn't going to change my opinion in the regular season. Not only does he have to win the job for me to buy into Kenny Pickett, he has to win the job. Then he has to go out there and play over successive weeks. We're talking half a season playing really good football before I think that guy's anything other than booty cheeks. 216-474-0092. At Nick Wilson says, at Jay Peterlin on social media. Social media reactions on X, powered by Scheiben Jewelers. I promise you, Cleveland's premier jewelry store, by the way, I promise you, this is not personal with Kenny Pickett, but I cannot stand by and hear one more person tell lies about how good Kenny Pickett is or what makes him good. He stinks. Until proven otherwise, he stinks. We put the show poll out there. You guys can go ahead and check it out at afternoon, 923 FAN. Which quarterback winning the quarterback competition for the Browns would be the least exciting result? We got quick hits coming up at 2:40. We've got Ashley Bastock, Cleveland.com Browns reporter at 4:20. Chris Jimenez, Guardians analyst at 5:20. Is Kenny Pickett the least exciting starting quarterback for the Browns this year? More on that in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan. There's a last line in there that I think is really interesting. I believe that the general statement that because there's a tougher part of the beginning schedule, that six game stretch probably, like, I can understand if you look at that and go, that's probably a better spot for a veteran. It should be noted that's a generic statement. Like, and in the end, if Shador or Dylan Gabriel is 10% better than either of the veterans, they should win the job. And now again, tie goes to the veteran. Absolutely. That makes, if everybody's kind of equal, totally makes sense. Especially because with a guy like Shador, maybe they want to see him earn it and they want to see him humbled a little bit. I can understand those thoughts. But if Dylan Gabriel or Shador Sanders are better than the veterans, we're talking about Joe Flacco and Kenny Pickett here.
Yeah, you shouldn't let Joe Flacco or Kenny Pickett keep you away from it. I do understand what Nathan is saying, because it's something I've said that's very similar.
And I think there's some truth in it. I'm not trying to dismiss the whole thing.
It is a uniquely Browns for this season sentiment, in that because it is just such a bloodbath for the first six games, that understanding that and playing with that, it's just such a unique spot all the way around. I let's put it this way. I wouldn't kill them if that's their reality. If they're like, we don't want to throw the rookie quarterback to the Wolves, so we're going to do it with one of these other guys and then let him ease into it a little bit more. But at some point, you got to face the fire anyway and face the music.
So if the report is they think Shador's ready, but they don't want to start
ready,
against...
then you play Shador.
Okay, I just want to clear that up.
No, like, I've been consistent about that since day one, even while acknowledging that it's a very tough schedule. If Shador really is just leaps and bounds better. Now, that's different than what I think they'll do. What I would do is, throughout this whole stretch has been constantly different than what they've actually done, okay? We don't see
so
eye to eye.
So you're not thought partners?
Yeah, we're not thought partners. We don't share the same wavelength. We don't. Me and Paul DePodesta could not be further apart from how we see a lot of things here, clearly. But I would play Shador if he's the best quarterback, if he looks the best, and if he's ready, for sure.
So specific to the Kenny Pickett part of that, Kenny Pickett is the least exciting result of all of this. And a lot of it is, you know, I've asked, like, okay, if, because I do think, like, if you go for each quarterback, maybe you view it with a different mindset about what the goal is with that quarterback.
Yeah.
Maybe if Joe Flacco wins it, it means nobody else took the job and you want him to get through the first 6 weeks and then maybe you'll deploy the rookie quarterbacks depending on your record. If it's Dylan Gabriel, right? Maybe that's a different path than the one we just drove for Joe.
What do you want out of each quarterback, I think, should be an exercise that we do.
So I think with them, I think what they want out of Kenny Pickett, if he wins the job, I think they want him to be what Baker was in 2020, not 2021. Here's the problem. He's nowhere near as good as Baker.
And that's the hang-up. Because I agree with you. I think they think that would be the reality, is that it would be something similar to that. Or we brought up Sam Darnold, some of those other things. Joe Flacco's an innings eater, okay? That's his role. Each one has their own responsibility. But you have to then put the odds that it actually turns into a likelihood of happening. And right now, Kenny Pickett turning into that is a very low percentage chance of it happening.
He's not as good of a passer as Baker is. He doesn't have the same zip on his throws. He's not just kind of the natural playmaker that Baker was. Now, I think, again, that might be the thing they like about him, is he's more of just a guy to play within the system. But I just, there's no way. I'm trying to find the people out there who, if they tomorrow named Kenny Pickett the starter, if they named Joe the starter tomorrow, there'd be a huge uproar of people excited. Same thing with Shador. I actually think there'd be people, even though it wouldn't be me, that'd be excited if miraculously Dylan Gabriel pulled the sword from the stone and was a starter tomorrow.
It would be exciting. We'd get to a spot where it'd be exciting.
For Kenny?
No, for Dylan.
For Dylan Gabriel.
Yeah, because he clearly would have had to have done something that impressed them to a point where you're like, what were they so impressed with this guy?
I think Kenny's a backup, and I think Dylan's a backup.
I wouldn't bet any of your money on either one of them working out in the NFL, okay?
So the reason why I point that out is...
But if they won the job, it would have my interest.
Like, Dylan to me is, I need to see it immediately. Meaning, like, I need to see the raw clay that they're basing their decision off of. I need evidence that you don't completely stink, because I've already been out on you as a starter. Same thing with Kenny. Whereas with Joe Flacco, yeah, I know who Joe is. I can have a little more patience with that, because that might just be matchup dependent. You know, like, you might win games when your schedule gets weaker with Joe. With Shador, I think Shador is a second round talent, and I think you can win if there's a lot that has to go right around Shador. But I can be patient with Shador. With either Dylan or Kenny, it's a non-starter for me in a way that they have to prove themselves early. Otherwise, I think this season, I mean, lists dangerously into the irrelevant territory way earlier than it needs to.
Well, the interesting thing to me is how in every conversation we have about it, it's like whoever wins the job isn't the guy for 17 games. There's not a person out there that's like, yeah, Flacco wins it and he's got the job until the end of time. And I thought Zach made a great point. He's like, well, if Kenny Pickett comes in here and he wins all 17, then you have to pay Kenny Pickett? Is that something you're prepared to do?
The Daniel Jones contract, the 4 years, $160 million?
Well, think about it, though. Like, that is something we'd have to explore. Like, if you give him the runway to win the job and he wins the job, well, guess what? He's a free agent after this year.
All right, but what if
you're going to pay him after that too?
What if
Deshaun Watson?
What if he wins like they won in Pittsburgh, where his numbers are?
No, that's the
62%.
We both know he's not going to win the way that I can't even say Sam Darnold won, because Sam Darnold won 14 games and they kicked him to the curb.
And he also threw an ass ton of yards and an ass ton of touchdowns.
Yeah, and they still kicked him to the curb. It's such an interesting dynamic that the Browns have found themselves in.
Let's go with Curtis in Cleveland. Curtis in Cleveland, welcome to the show, buddy. What you got for us?
Hey, Nick, good to talk to you today. So I want to talk about Kenny Pickett. Why are we taking Pittsburgh's trash and trying to turn it into a treasure? That man has not thrown two touchdowns in one game. Flacco, he's got us to the playoffs.
I'm going to be honest, Curtis. I expected a different Curtis you went to the phone calls.
It sounds like you're putting a little affectation on your voice. Hey. Is that your real voice, Curtis?
Of course it is.
You didn't convince me there, Curtis. I actually thought, and by the way, we appreciate you there, Curtis.
I kind of believed it, no?
Really? It sounded kind of like an Aqua Teen Hunger Force kind of voice.
Oh, I was definitely thinking cartoon character, yeah. But I was thinking more like Simpsons.
So this is the Curtis I thought. So Curtis King Cleveland on Twitter saying, Kenny Pickett is Pittsburgh's trash. We're trying to make a treasure. All right, and I understand this theory.
Two people had that same thought. Pittsburgh's trash is going to be our treasure.
I think this was the same Curtis.
Oh, well, what's his photo look like? Does he look like that Curtis that just called, or does he?
Because then he goes, he's never thrown two. I thought this was a defense of Kenny Pickett. Oh, this is, he's a middle-aged guy. Hi, Curtis.
What was endearing about being a middle-aged guy? He sounded like a middle-aged guy.
Well, now I feel bad about asking, is that your real voice?
Yeah, I wasn't going to ask that question.
Oh, so you're just going to make me be the bad guy.
I said in my head, I'm like, wants to, you can be.
One of these days, you guys, I'm going to stop being nice.
That's
and
right.
All you guys are going to see
that's right.
Me bully five producers out the door.
Don't threaten me with a good time.
Tom and Ashtabula, welcome to the show.
Thanks. Let's with Kenny Pickett, I know you guys, one of you two, mentioned the resume, Pickett. But you got to look at the resume and just don't look at Kenny Pickett. You got to look at the worst OC in NFL history, which was Matt Canada. So if you're going to judge the body of work of Kenny Pickett on, you know, with Matt Canada being the offensive coordinator, I don't think any quarterback would have done good in that offense.
The year before, with Matt Canada, Ben Roethlisberger threw for 65% completion percentage, 3,700 yards, 22 touchdowns, and 10 interceptions. And they went 9-7 that season.
Here's my argument with that. How many Super Bowls has Ben Roethlisberger won?
But by that point, his arm had fallen off. He could barely throw the damn ball.
But listen, you're comparing a rookie, Kenny Pickett, out of Pitt, to Roethlisberger, a two-time Super Bowl winner in this league. You can't do that.
Tom, I mean this very sincerely, and because I like that we're having a conversation here. I'm not going to run you, okay? Just give me, honestly.
And by the way, I hate Pittsburgh. I'm a Browns fan all the way.
I never doubted you.
Kenny Pickett.
It down. Tom, does Kenny Pickett stink?
God.
Yeah, I mean, you know, it's fine. It's okay, Tom. Hey, Tom, I'm going to make you feel better. Your thought process is not too far away from what a lot of people across the league actually thinks, though. So like, you're not playing in the wrong zip code. Aditi was on yesterday on 93.7 The Fan of Pittsburgh saying many across the league believe exactly what you believe, too. So, you know, just it's all right, but you know deep down, Kenny Pickett right now has got a lot to prove.
Well, this is what I think of Kenny Pickett. Honestly, I think Kenny Pickett has a lot to prove. He's got a chip on his shoulder. He's playing in the AFC North once again. You know, he's looking at the team that drafted him. You know what bittersweet symphony it could be for him to beat Pittsburgh twice a year. Do I think Kenny Pickett's great by looking at him? No, but his first year in the league, he did win games. He did look good in those games. And then he dropped off the second year. And that's what I'm looking at. As for, let's move off to Kenny Pickett, Shedeur Sanders.
Oh, you got this is the two-parter. A two-parter. I like it.
Yeah, there is a two-parter here. Shedeur Sanders. And let's question, everybody's like, Shedeur. Should he start? Should he do this? I think Shedeur Sanders, out of any of the quarterbacks besides of Flacco, look at when Shedeur Sanders played in Colorado. Did he have a good line? They had the first line in college football.
Yes, they did.
He was under duress the whole time he was out there. What happens when you go from the college level to the NFL level? You have better players. There's more schemes. There's more blitzes. I think Shedeur Sanders right now is probably better qualified than any of the quarterbacks on the Browns roster right now to handle defenses in the NFL. He's a pocket passer. What's Kevin Stefanski like?
Pocket passers.
He loves a pocket passer.
Yep.
He works right off of play action. There's a reason why we draft.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Attention, sports enthusiasts. Keep the adrenaline pumping and elevate your game day with Chumba Casino. It's completely free to play. No purchase necessary. Whether you're cheering from the stands, on the move, or relaxing at home, Chumba Casino brings the thrill of social casino directly to your fingertips. Experience the ultimate social casino adventure with reels of casino-style games, offering hundreds of exciting options to choose from and fresh new releases every week. There's always something new and thrilling to explore. From action-packed social slots and classic blackjack to engaging bingo and solitaire, the fun never stops. Plus, enjoy generous daily login bonuses and a fantastic free welcome bonus to kickstart your social gaming journey. Dive into the excitement. Discover a world where you can play for your chance to redeem some serious prizes and have a blast along the way. Don't miss out. What are you waiting for? Join now and immerse yourself in nonstop fun and adventure with Chumba Casino. Get in on the action today at ChumbaCasino.com and make every day a Chumba day. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. DNC supply.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
The two running backs. Because, I mean, Ford, I like him, but if you cop on Ford, he falls.
All right, Tom. We do have to big Tom, thanks for the interview today.
Thanks for the interview today, Tom.
I'm sorry. The most telling answer to any devil's advocate conversation, if Kenny Pickett is, if I ask you point blank,
yeah, I mean, there's no way to defend it.
And there is 5 minutes of silence before you have to obligatory say. Yes, he does. Well,
but again, he's in that same boat. Like, Geno Smith was in this boat, too. All these guys that we constantly group in that same group together, Darnold, all of them, they're all in that same group where and they can't prove anything to you right now because we have no tape that says they're good until they actually get on the field and have to do something, and then hopefully Kenny Pickett can turn into what those guys ended up turning into.
Which quarterback winning the Browns competition would be the least exciting result? 59% of votes going to Kenny Pickett right now on the afternoon 923FAN Twitter poll, and shots fired on this very station. That leads off Quick Hits in 5 minutes on 923 The Fan.
From the latest news and rumors around the sports world,
go Angel, Angel,
to the sound bites you need to hear.
Hurry, hurry.
It's Quick Hits.
All right, shots fired earlier today as Chris from North Royalton called into the Morning Boys to discuss the Myles Garrett OTA situation.
It is voluntary. If Myles Garrett gets hurt, what are we going to do? Oh, he shouldn't have been at OTAs. It's the same thing you hear year in and year out. Stop complaining about it. Nick, put away your flannel and your hat and go back to Carolina.
You guys
have a good day.
Chris, coming in hot at 9:45. I think that made Ken a little horny. All right, so he said, Chris says, put away your flannel and your hat and go back to Carolina. Should I take offense to this?
No. I mean, you wear flannel, you wear baseball hats, and you worked in Carolina. Yeah. I don't know.
Do you think
Chris thinks it was accurate,
and that I moved up here? Does he not know that I went? Or
no, I think
he just really wants me to go back to Charlotte.
I think that's all it was. I think he's like, the only place you've ever left Cleveland for is Charlotte, so maybe there's a chance. Maybe that's all that is.
I don't think I'm going back. I think I'm going to stay right here.
No, we want you right here. But I would have taken more offense if he was like, take that schmedium and get out of here. He'd be like, oh, you don't even know who I am.
Yeah.
But at least like ball cap, flannel, he's got you pegged.
He does. He's got me right there.
He can create a bobblehead version of you.
Yeah, it's funny. The personal shots don't bug me. I think the fact that he's a wet blanket on this is what bugs me about it.
Mm.
I think that I heard, it's across the station. People want to act like the Browns saying Myles Garrett needs to be a better leader. And then Miles strategically sending out an Instagram post the day that the team is going to meet with the media at OTAs. Yeah, they're voluntary. He needs to be a better leader. They've got a $50 million quarterback, the highest paid player on the team. He ain't going to be here. That's not going to be your leader. Is Joe Flacco making $4 million going to be your leader? He might be your starting quarterback. He might have a chance. Is tiny baby hands Kenny Pickett going to be your leader? Okay, so the highest paid guy and the starting quarterback, the previous starting quarterback, can't be it. The Joe Flacco's got $4 million on a one-year contract. That doesn't scream leadership. All right, so then the second highest paid guy is Myles Garrett, who happens to be your best player. Okay, he can't be your leader. So where? Oh, by the way, your head coach, not a leader of men.
Yeah, when the post-Baker world of this team, they've had a real problem with the leadership.
Like, who is...
Because they just naturally think it's going to come, but you haven't had anybody in the offensive side of the ball that could do it. And even in certain spots where you'd want them to... Like, I love David Njoku, and Njoku's not a leader. I love Nick Chubb. Nick Chubb is... That's not his role. That's not what he does. And they've surrounded themselves with a lot of these guys. They're really good football players, but they just... Collectively, they don't have it in them. All right, Knicks win last night. Timothy Chalamet.
Chalamet-ding-dong.
Got to celebrate the whole entire way. I am very in on Chalamet, very out on Ben Stiller courtside, by the way. He just, every time I see him, he rubs me the wrong way, which I don't understand why.
He's actually talented.
I know, and he's created a lot of things I really enjoy.
I bet you Chalamet-ding-dong's tried some of that pink cocaine, allegedly.
Oh, for sure he has.
Yeah.
You kidding me?
Might have had some on him last night.
Hell, man, definitely.
If the Knicks win, we go pinky, baby. So where are you going with this one?
Halliburton stunk.
Well, yeah.
Halliburton scored 8 points. Halliburton was garbage. I'm not putting this all on Halliburton in an off game, but are you giving the Knicks any life for the rest of the series?
No. I think that was a really great job by them. I thought they did a hell of a job last night, but no, I still think the Pacers are the better team.
I mean, it felt like the type of win you have, and you think to yourself, okay, at least they just didn't lay down and die, and Knicks fans can look at it and say, all right, we got to watch our team at least play one complete awesome game, and then that's going to be it, and they're going to be done in game six.
Is it bad
but
that
I'm rooting,
I think...
I'm rooting for a game seven so hard.
Is it bad that I think even if it gets... Usually the cliche is, if you come back from 3-1... and you get to a game seven, people start to believe like, well, they're just going to win the series because Cleveland did it once. No, I think even this goes game seven, I'm still going to pick the Pacers.
Cleveland did it once. The Cubs did it that same series, same season too.
I don't remember that one.
You think momentum is on your side if you believe in that type of thing in sports. But yeah, just it feels like the Pacers will win this one. I'm rooting so hard for a game seven, though. I really am.
Speaking of the Pacers-Knicks series, post-game, we had this exchange between Pacers forward Pascal Siakam and Indy star columnist Greg Doyle.
Can you make sense of it when both of us don't play this game at this level? Like, you know what was at stake, and you're saying they played harder than you guys. You didn't fight them hard enough. How is that possible?
What do you mean?
How is it possible to not fight hard enough in game?
What are you talking about? They played harder than us. It's okay. We played hard, but they played harder. What's your point? I don't get it.
My point is, you're saying you guys got out fought, and I'm saying
that happens in the game, though. That's basketball.
In game five,
you're good. You're good, bro. You're looking for something. I know. But damn. No. But I'm telling you, though. I told you. What else do you want me to tell you?
Well, what you tell me how? That's all I'm asking.
Well, what about you telling me? So go ahead. Who's this guy? Who's this guy? What's your name, bro? Oh.
Like, I was so quick to tell on him, too. I remember being at the Final Four, and Greg Doyle was asking questions, and he got in a back and forth with Patino, and he didn't like the answer, and he stormed off the room. I'll never forget it.
Doyle stormed off the room?
Stormed out of the room. Yeah, like, he got upset with the answer, and then he got up, and he made a big scene about it, and he stormed out of the room, and I'll never forget it, because I've never seen anyone do it before. I've never seen anyone do it after. I doubt I'll ever see it again. Like, this encapsulates a lot of what he does in these press conferences, or has done in these press conferences, and the sad thing about it is I actually think he's a really, really good writer and good at his job. Just every now and then, he's just such a goober.
I just think his question was stupid. How did that happen? Well, he said they played harder. Well, but how? Because the other team exerted more effort and went for more fit. Like, I don't understand the how. I don't think that's a how question. I'm okay with why. All right. What led to this? Those are the questions that I, but a how? Like, oh yeah, they played harder than us. How? Because they did? Siakam's right. Like, that's not a real question.
I also, well, it is the type of question maybe you could ask and get away with if you're there every day. And if Doyle is not there every day, it becomes obviously much tougher to ask those type of questions and do that.
I will venture that if Pascal Siakam has to ask your name, you're not there every
day. Well, that's the point, yeah.
Omaha!
All right, a baby girl has been named Sirianni after the Eagles Super Bowl win. We have two parents here, Jasmine Jackson and Eric Estrada. Who are not from Philadelphia, by the way. They're from Los Angeles.
Is that the Eric Estrada from Chips?
It is not.
Oh.
Unfortunate. Chips has been gone for so long. I don't even think it's unfortunate at this point.
Like, you're talking about the Eric Michael Estrada, Pena joint? I'm
No. We were doing a Michael Bolton situation.
You're talking about the guy from Celebrity, whatever that show was on VH1?
Like, I don't even think this is like... there's unfortunate ones. Being called Jerry Sandusky...
Whoa, yeah.
That's unfortunate. But, like, in this situation, I think he's fine. Anyway, the two parents named their kids Sirianni after the head coach, which I feel like you can do this with dogs. You can do this with animals. We're getting into naming children after head coaches of football team territory.
Also, you could have just named her Nikki. Nick? Nikki?
Yeah, but it might not hit the same way for the intentions.
You realize how much work that's... Sirianni! Like, that's a long-ass
name. They're also in L.A., though. I think it's important to point out that they're in L.A., because in L.A.,
they're
people...
they're on pink cocaine.
Well, no, yes, but people also just do wackadoodle names in L.A., because you got to be a little bit different. You got to stand out.
Oh, my God.
This is how we end up getting Kanye and Kim's kid named Chicago. This is how we end up getting these things.
I don't want to name shame, but I'm gonna. It's dumb. Nikki is the obvious. Nikki would have been how'd you come up with Nikki? Sirianni, that kid's not going to be called Sirianni all the time.
Is it going to be Siri at the end of the day?
Are you
going to shorten it to Siri?
Because there's a whole host of jokes that come with that as well.
And everyone's phone just goes off.
You just made that kid's life just unbearable.
Imagine getting to enough of an age to understand that you were named after a football coach.
I mean, I'm named after Vincent Price, so I can't really talk that much smack. I'm just like horror movies.
Omaha!
Or she just saw that I was going to be a horrible child. We just found this out within the last hour. NFL Red Zone host Scott Hansen is signing a long-term extension to return. He has hosted every season's NFL Network's Whip Around show since it debuted in 2009. Is there really a market for Scott Hansen?
What do you mean, is there a market for Scott Hansen? Of course
there is. Outside of a whip-around show, what does Scott Hansen do? That, like, you're going to have him host a talk show? What else are you going to hire Scott Hansen, a studio show?
Wait, so
he's in a cave himself.
I phased out. You said Vincent Price, and I was trying to think how that relates to the name Nick, and so I was too focused on that.
Oh, the Sirianni thing. I can't judge anybody for being named after Sirianni because I'm judged after Vincent Price. Go ahead. So, is there really a market for Chris Hansen?
I'm still missing that. How is your name is Nick? How is that being named after Vincent
Price?
Oh, that's
my middle name. Yeah.
Okay, that's the part I was missing.
I thought you knew my middle name. I thought we really knew each other.
I didn't know that. I was left very confused. I'm like, but that's also your middle name. That's not your first name.
It's still a dumb thing.
Middle name's
to
a
be
wild.
Named
middle
after.
Name's a wild card. You do whatever you want with the middle name. Middle name is where you name someone Sirianni. Not the first name. First name is you got to really go for it. Now, as I phased out and I didn't hear, what exactly did he sign? Was it a Red Zone extension?
A long-term extension to host Red Zone, yeah.
Why not? He's not my favorite Red Zone guy ever, because when I first got Red Zone so many years ago, if you had a certain cable provider, Siciliano was your Red Zone guy. Mm. So for the first, like, decade of Red Zone, I had Siciliano. And everyone always would talk about Scott Hansen. I'd be like, I don't really know that, because Siciliano was my guy. And then I got to, I switched cable providers, and then I got to do Scott Hansen, and I'm like, oh, he's really good at it, but still, Andrew was still my guy.
But we can agree, he's a one-trick pony, right?
Yeah, but that's a good trick.
Well, my point is, like,
it's Tony Reale with Around the Horn. That's your one trick. It's a good trick.
Who is going to outbid the NFL Network for Scott Hansen?
Oh, yeah, nobody.
Okay.
Yeah, no.
I think that's more the point of, like, is this really breaking news, or did Scott just not lose his job? I think that's
more what
that
where is. Yeah. Well, also, it's I think it's reassuring to a lot of fans to know that he'll be the guy, because you know, I used to wonder about that type of stuff, and we've gotten used to the idea that in the witching hour, where wins become losses and losses become wins, Scott Hansen will be right there for us.
From Kenny Pickett apathy to Darius Garland anger in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.